The media on the ground floor consists of the two subject areas of economics and law. The areas are divided into the subject groups P, Q, and R. The books on this floor are arranged purely numerically. We recommend that you take a book off the shelf to better understand the explanation of the arrangement. On the spine of the book, you will see a sticker. It can be green or white. Books with a green sign are part of the reference collection that cannot be borrowed, but can be used to make copies or working within the institution. If a book has a white sticker, it can be borrowed as long as it is not a book from the Curse Reserve collection or a journal. On the label are the subject group, for example Q142, the year when the book came into the library, for example 1919-2, and a consecutive number, for example 4352922. The latter are the parts of the book's signature. So if you are looking for a medium, first look for the subject group, then within the group for the year, and then the consecutive number. Exceptions are journals and Curse Reserve collections. Curse Reserve collections can be found next to the information desk mentioned in point 3. This is literature for students compiled by lecturers and that cannot be borrowed. The media has a small sticker with the name of the lecturer and his faculty. The media is not placed in the subject groups but under the names of the lecturers and their faculty. These collections can also be found on other floors. Journals are listed according to their format. There are three different groups, A to C. Each journal has an individual number which is listed in the OPAC. The current 10 years are in the open access area, the others in our stacks. Once you have found the journal, its volumes are sorted by year of publication. If you follow the group P, you will reach our elevator. There are three of them in the house. Take either the elevator or the main staircase to reach the first floor.